All right. How are you? Actions speak louder than words. Raise your hand. Words speak louder than actions. Raise your hand. Words without actions make it worse. Raise your hand. Actions without words make it worse. Raise your hand. You're not sure what you agree on there? Okay, do actions speak louder than words? Do words speak louder than actions ever? Can actions speak without words? Can words speak without actions? Can I stop asking questions so you can catch your breath and think about them? Sure, go ahead for a moment. What are you thinking about? Which one? Actions, words? Am I interrupting? Sorry. Ever heard of Stephen Curtis Chapman? He's a singer who has been popular in concerts for a long time. This year, earlier, he had a tragedy in his family when his 3-year-old daughter was killed in a tragic accident at home, where his son got into the car and backed up the car, and she was behind it, and it ran her over. So he's had some great success and great joy in his life. He's also had some awful tragedies, and especially this one so close. Back a little ways, we're going to go to 2001. Some songs he says are hard for him to sing right now at this time in his life, and they're really celebration songs, and he has a hard time doing them. This is probably one of them, although I'm not sure. He wasn't at the concert he had just earlier this year. But the song from 2001 was called Live Out Loud. And here's a part of that song that Stephen Curtis Chapman sings. He goes, "Wake the neighbors, get the word out. Come on and crank up the music, climb a mountain and shout. This is life we've been given, made to be lived out. So la 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 la, live out loud, la la la, la la la." That's the part. La la la, live out loud, live out loud. It's a celebration song. The video is exciting. You got people running all over the place, and you got big speakers in the window, and you got, you know, the doors open on places where the words are brought to life. And it's kind of a little bit words and actions. You know, this week's Bible reading is one that encourages the folks in a house church in Thessalonica. Go ahead, say that 10 times fast, or just once. Say Thessalonica. It sounds like Formica, but it's Thessalonica. It's a new thing you can put on your countertops, probably. No, say it one more time. Thessalonica. No one wants to do it? Try. I'll say it once, then you repeat it with as much exuberance as possible as can be given with a word like Thessalonica. Ready? Thessalonica! Thessalonica. The encouragement is to have the folks at the house church in Thessalonica to continue to live their lives, letting their actions and words match each other. He praises them for having their words and actions match each other, and I know it's an encouragement there. And I wonder, though, if the words were really encouraging this group of folks who were missing the mark now of matching words and actions to do better. Because often we want people to do better, and we start off by saying what a good job you're doing. And then that makes people think you should do better. Some of the teaching tips that I've had before with teaching fourth graders or third graders, and the teacher who has the parent conference and says to the parents, your child is just doing awfully, just awful, and the kid continues to do awful. And then the same scenario with one that says, your child is just a joy to have in class, asks questions, is really doing a good job, and there are some things to improve, but I'm really pleased at the progress. And then the kid starts making more progress because there was some joy given there. There was some encouragement in positive ways. Or I wonder if Paul was really encouraging the folks in Thessalonica, I like to say that, Thessalonica, to know that they could continue, or they could start really living out loud. And some people today might be thinking, or maybe not, but you might be thinking, what more can I do to have my actions match my words? And it's something to think about, just like those first questions, but today isn't going to be about doing more. At least I don't want it to be about doing more. That's not the direction that I think it goes. I think it's really about balance. So the question is, how does living out loud, having our actions match our words, relate to balance. Yesterday, at the Foods Resource Bank, intern Sumi and I were part of a drama that became the sermon, and Sumi started off walking on a tightrope. And I asked what she was doing, and she said, "I'm achieving balance." By the time we got to the end of that, we were talking about, you know, that kind of balance where you're trying to walk a tightrope between two very dangerous outcomes isn't really the kind of balance that's in the Bible reading from yesterday, or really the Bible reading from today, with letting our words match our actions. It's about today letting the things that we do and the things that we say match each other so that those things are in balance. So if we say we love God, our actions communicate that we love God. Pretty easy to get the concept there. If we say we love our neighbor, our actions match that. If we say we love our church, our actions match that. If we say we seek God's peace, our actions match that. If we say we're called to give to a neighbor in need, neighbors in need, our actions match that. If we say that we want to be reconciled to folks that we're angry with, our actions match that. There's a balance there. And the Bible calls us to help folks in trouble. I don't think any Christian of any liberal, conservative, anywhere across the board ever would say that the Bible doesn't say that. The Bible calls us to help folks in trouble. And the Bible says in the loaves and the fishes and in other places that God has provided enough and will continue to provide abundance to the world. And our faith in coming to church, our faith in reading God's word, our faith just that is through and with us says that there is enough in the world for everyone to have enough food to eat, enough shelter for everyone, enough resources so that all can have medical care, enough love so that no one should ever be neglected. But just one look at the world around us says quite the opposite, doesn't it? There are folks in trouble all over the place. There are folks in trouble in our community, in our state, in our world, across the globe. Folks in dire trouble. One look at the world shows that our distribution of God's abundance is way out of balance. One look at our world shows us that folks don't have enough to eat. They may have enough to eat locally, even with food programs, but throughout the world, hunger kills millions every year. Just one look at our world says that homelessness is a world problem. Just one look at our world says that people die needlessly because they have no access to medical care, children and adults. Just one look at our world says that children and adults are neglected, they're exploited, and worse. Every day. We in the United States, we in Samanok, we are a people of abundance. And it's important for us to let our actions and our words be in balance. Giving generously to the ministries of our church. Supporting policies that recognize the needs of those who don't have enough. Giving generously to ministries that help out things like neighbors in need. Letting our words of love match our actions of love for all of God's creation. Living our lives out loud, unafraid, in what we say and in what we do, balancing words and actions. Some churches place a stronger emphasis on witnessing. You got to go out and witness to your neighbors. You got to go out and witness to people. Tell them the stories of God. Tell them the stories of Jesus. Get them to make a decision to follow Jesus. Tell. Go out and tell. Go and tell. And then other denominations, other churches, focus more on actions, where we go out and we build stuff, where we go out and we give money to ministries that are feeding people and helping people in emergencies. Foods Resource Bank that goes and gives money to have sustainable farms across the world. Is one better than the other? Is telling the stories of God's love and sharing the gospel in word more important or less important than sharing the gospel of the hammer and of the food? My relative Billy Graham, like 18 generations removed. You know, we're kind of all related when you go back that far, but I'm from the house of Graham, way back when. My grandmother was a Graham. He used to talk about giving a tract to someone. You've seen tracts, and actually the UCC has tracts. Our 16 Reasons I Love God, 16 Reasons I Love Jesus, 16 Reasons I Love My Church. Great to hand out to people, and especially the Jesus one with people who appreciate a church with a sense of humor. Look at number 16 later on, and you can find out. They're downstairs, and you go, really? Okay. If you want to give a tract to a hungry person, wrap it in a sandwich. That's words of Billy Graham. I think he said a hungry man because it was said in about 1967. But balance of words and deeds. We can tell the story of our faith. We can tell our experience with what God has done in our lives to people. And we can let our actions match the things that we just said. We can live our lives helping people to build houses, to have enough food to eat, to have medical care, supporting policies, voting, all these different things that we can do. And we can let our words match our actions. Because I think that this scripture here and other scriptures in the Bible woven all through are about balancing what we say and what we do. Not about saying, we got to do more, we got to do more, we got to do more. Because we're just going to run out of time and we're going to run out of brain power. We're going to run out of energy. But balancing what we say and what we do. And realizing that it's important to say and it's important to do. Because after all, it's really all about showing God's love with our words and with our lives. So let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving to us abundantly. Thank you for giving us words to speak and actions to do. Help us to keep those words and those actions in balance. Help us to serve you with our very lives. Amen.